back where we were talking about digital signals and why binary is best here. So the great thing about binary encoding is that the data can be restored. You create a binary signal, say representing zero as down and then up, or one is up and then down, where these are voltages or light strength or whatever it is. If this is what is transmitted and what's received because of fading and degradation and noise and stuff before it arrives wherever it is something that looks like this. It's pretty clear probably that this should be a zero. The receiving device can restore it before it transmits it on the rest of its path, and the data can arrive perfectly, even though it's actually degraded significantly at every hop of the way, but the technology can restore it. So that's a basic thing about digital technology. If you only have two possibilities, you can restore the signal to be the correct one as long as it hasn't degraded too much. Now, here's a trade-off in communication. Bits per unit of time, right, which has to do with channel capacity, versus the amount of power that gets used. So you have more power, and everything else is held constant, you could transmit more bits per second. So let's just think of these as electric voltages now in a copper wire. The same thing, same principles apply in any technology. Why wouldn't you, rather than just having one level for zero and one level for one, why wouldn't you use a quarter as much voltage change as the voltage change between a zero and a one and get four different levels, and then you'd be able to transmit two bits in the same unit of time that you were previously able to transmit only one bit? See what the question is? You have four different voltage levels. Then you could think of those as representing 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, or 1, 1, and having those different voltage levels one after the next, you'd be able to squeeze two bits in every unit of time rather than one bit. So why not? Well, the why not is that these voltage levels are going to be closer together if you're using the same amount of power, right? So the distance between here and here is the same as the distance between there and there. If you use the same amount of power, these voltage levels are going to be closer together and harder to tell apart. The same amount of noise that might confuse these two signals wouldn't confuse these two signals because the difference between 0 and 1 would be more easily distinguished than the difference between these other four levels. Okay, so if signals had four possible levels rather than two, each time slice two bits of information could be transmitted, and you'd therefore speed up your communication by a factor of two, but the thresholding process, the process of deciding when you receive a signal what it actually was supposed to be, becomes more difficult. With the same noise level, there would be more errors. So, on the other hand, if you had you could say, well, okay, then let's make the distances between these, so that they'll be easier to distinguish. Let's make them farther apart, but then you'd have to use four times as much power. So, here's my nice little illustration here. So this is my little devil. He's supposed to represent the noise, which is following up the signal. This height, if you put it over here, might not be enough to confuse what the level representing zero and the level representing one, but it would cause a confusion between these two levels, right? And if the noise is constant, fixed by natural phenomena in the background and whatever, so you could... Instead, you could use more power and put these levels further apart. But, if you put the levels further apart, let me just do this here, okay? You could have you could put them farther apart, have this represent 1, 1, this represent 1, 0, those represent 0, 0, 1, and that represent 0, 0, but now you need 4 times as much power, or you need twice as much power, or you need 4 times as much power if you're going to, 8 times, I'm sorry, 4 times as much power. I haven't really shown where the baseline is. It's down here. Again, you need to double the power if you were going to do 3 bits at a time. So the more power you get, you know, the more different levels you could have. So there's a trade-off here between the number of bits per second that you can get through your wire and the amount of power that you're using. I mean, let's be clear here. We sort of got to imagine here that there's a, you know, there's a baseline along here where this is 1 and this is 2 units, and you need 4 units if you're going to have represent 2 bits at a time, and then 8 units of power if you're going to get 3 bits at a time. All right. So the result is that so let's back up here just for a second here. So there's actually, you get more bits per unit of time depending on how much power you have, but it's a logarithmic relation, right? With 8 times as much power, you can get 3 times as many levels. With 4 times as much power, you can get twice as many bits. So with 8 times as much power, you get 8 times as many levels, you get 3 times as many bits per second. With 4 levels, you get 2 bits per second. And with only the 2 levels, you get 1 bit per second. So there's a logarithmic ratio between the amount of power you have and the number of bits per second that you could get. Okay? Okay. So that's power.